This is JIS News coming up. New speed radars to be commissioned into service this year. Government wraps up distribution of tablets under pilot project, and Jamaica Customs implementing initiatives to improve trade transactions. The news in detail after the break. Stay with us.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is the leading government agency for initiating and coordinating the development of policies, plans, and programs for the economic, financial, social, cultural, and physical development of Jamaica. The key output areas of the PIOJ are policy and planning, project development, coordination and monitoring, research and information, governance and management. The PIOJ, planning today, securing tomorrow.
Now the news. A number of new high-tech speed radars are to be commissioned into service later this year. They're part of strategies to better equip the traffic division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force to carry out its operations and reduce road fatalities. Commanding Officer, Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says the high-tech radars will be equipped to capture images of vehicles traveling over the speed limit.
These speed radars, I must say, however, are totally different from the ones we know of, as these are able to capture images. And so the vehicle that is now topped or checked as it relates to speeding, the vehicle will be displayed on the machine. So the driver is able to see that it is his vehicle. Because before, we have had some challenges where drivers are contemplating on the whole aspect of whether or not it was their vehicle that was going at this particular speed.
SSP Allen was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The government has wrapped up distribution of tablet computers under the pilot phase of its Tablets in Schools program. This after the devices were presented to 450 students at the Parrytown Primary and Infant School in St. Anne on January 28, and 250 tablets handed over to students at Rio Bueno Primary in Trelawney on January 29. Under the pilot Tablets in Schools project, tablet computers were distributed to teachers and students in 38 educational institutions across the island.
It cost us $1.4 billion Jamaican dollars. It's not cheap. And we have distributed just about 19,000 so far. I'm so pleased that the teachers are so much into the program, because as we move to the next stage, the teachers' colleges are going to be fully embraced.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell. The Tablets in Schools pilot project is implemented by eLearning Jamaica, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, in collaboration with the Ministry of Education and the Universal Service Fund. The government is implementing three key initiatives aimed at significantly changing the way trade transactions are conducted in Jamaica. These are the Customs Management System, Port Community System, and e-Trade. The customs management system being employed is the automated systems for customs data Asicuda World, while e-Trade represents the government's online trade facilitation system. Speaking recently at the Jamaica Customs Agency biannual information exposition at Newport East in Kingston, Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton said when combined, these three trade facilitation reforms will transform the interface between the business community and the government.
They will improve and make the process easier for the export and import of goods, which is largely due not just to the automated processes, but also to the overhaul of the business flow processes.
Mr. Hilton notes that the Asicuda is already in its pilot phase involving selected exporters and customs brokers since December 2014. He says Asicuda will significantly improve customs management, reposition Jamaica among its international business partners, and signal to the world that the country is serious about doing business. And the planned expansion of Toyota Jamaica Limited is expected to create 140 additional jobs for Jamaicans. The company recently broke ground for the construction of a new branch at 91A Old Hope Road in St. Andrew at a cost of $400 million. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton, in welcoming the investment, notes that through the continued expansion of its business and investment portfolio, Toyota Jamaica is demonstrating confidence in the future of the country.
In their assessment, the market is here and will be growing. And I expect, like us, that the government and others, they are confident about the growth in the Jamaican economy at this time.
The construction of the 26,000-square-foot facility is expected to be completed in 1 year. During the construction, 100 jobs will be generated. An initial staff of 40 will be employed when the branch opens in 2016. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.